You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so it looks like Mitt Romney may have his vice presidential pick by the end of this week. They believe he is going to decide and obviously call that person, so I got to leave my ringer on. Yeah, I'll have my phone on just in case I get the call. Not too sure what time it would be. It's hard because I'm supposed to have my phone off during my radio show. I'm not supposed to have the ringer on. But, you know, you can't miss a call like that. Can you imagine? Oh, wow. Whew. VP pick this week. What do you do? All right, guys, got a lot to talk about today. I first want to start with these needles found in sandwiches on four U.S.-bound Delta flights, possibly more. For those of you joining us, we are live right now, 6 minutes past the hour. It is 8:06 Pacific time, 11:06 Eastern time on this beautiful Monday evening. All right, well, call in with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And without the letters, it's 1-877-362-3254. So I guess Delta Airlines is trying to figure out how needles got into the turkey sandwiches on four flights from Amsterdam to the U.S. They think they're sewing needles that were found in six sandwiches. One passenger was injured, but the passenger declined to get medical attention. Other needles on two flights to Atlanta, one to Seattle. The FBI has opened a criminal investigation into the matter. I don't blame them. That's pretty scary stuff. Delta spokeswoman Kristen Bauer said security for its meal production has been increased and it is using more prepackaged food while the investigation continues. Yeah, if I've ever eaten food on an airline, it's only been prepackaged. Whether it's the nuts and that little foil packing, sometimes even their warm food, their warm, like, you know, you could buy a meal on some of these flights if you're on one of these 5-6 hour flights. You know, nobody ever gives you food. You know, you have to purchase the meal. But the turkey sandwiches, a lot of times, I've eaten some of those turkey sandwiches. They're actually pretty good. Probably one of the best things I've ever had on these airlines. And usually I don't like any of the food, has been the turkey sandwiches. I would have picked one of them too. Sandwiches were made in the Amsterdam kitchen of catering company Gate Gourmet. Oh, yeah, Gate Gourmet, really gourmet food there. And were to be served to business class passengers on Delta flights. After the needles were found, passengers got pizza. You could get pizza on the airplanes now? Security has been increased in its food preparation process, and it is using more prepackaged food. Delta is taking this matter extremely seriously. Yes, sewing needles. That's life-threatening. What's going on here? And is cooperating with local and federal authorities. Well, if everything else has to go through the TSA and the metal detectors, why not the food? Don't you think these needles would have tripped something? Gate Gourmet spokeswoman Christina Ulosevic, who I'm surprised could keep a straight face under the name Gate Gourmet, because there's nothing really gourmet about any of this food, but anyway, said the company has gotten no reports of similar incidents on any other airlines. She said the company did not know how the needles got into the sandwiches. They said we take this matter very seriously. Well, of course, you may have people that will not want your food. Who wants airplane food? I gotta tell you, hospital food is better than airplane food. Hands down. Pretty scary stuff. What would happen? Well, of course, you know, you swallow and it pokes and then it grabs and it tears and it twirls. And, you know, you get a bowel perforation. You know, the insides of your intestine are not supposed to go to your abdominal cavity. Your abdominal cavity is sterile. The insides of your small intestine and your large intestine are not sterile. Stomach, esophagus, of course not, because your mouth isn't sterile. Food has bacteria. You don't eat sterile food. Right. Yes, the stomach acid is supposed to kill a lot of the bacteria, but much bacteria does live in the stomach and in the colon and the intestine. That's what it's supposed to do. H. pylori can live through it. Clostridium spores can live through it. We talked about this on the show last week when people were asking about the salmonella in chicken causing bladder infections. or a super E. coli super infections from chicken. How does that happen? Well, you know, the bacteria survive through the stomach gut. Also, you know, think about it. Look how many people are taking antacids. You know, the bacteria get through and they get into the bloodstream and can invade, or just touching the food and then touching your parts. You could possibly give yourself an infection that way. But we were also talking about probiotics. You know, how do probiotics work if the acid in your stomach is going to kill the bacteria? Not always. You know, sometimes the probiotics seem to recolonize. And we know that the acid doesn't kill all the bacteria, because when you colonize in your mouth, you know, a lot of times you don't have too much time to colonize during the day because of the saliva and you swallow. But at night when you're sleeping, even though you still swallow when you sleep, you have more time for those bacteria to multiply. That's why you get an acidic taste in your mouth for two reasons. One is the acid reflux in your sleep, but the other, when bacteria colonize, they do make acid. Lactobacillus, a variety of them make an acid taste. And you swallow this when you sleep. And that's another way you recolonize your gut. So, when it comes to needles and poking holes down your intestine and colon, you get that bacteria into your peritoneal cavity. It's a surgical emergency. I mean, we need to rush you in. We need to repair that bowel wall. Sometimes we even just remove it. I mean, it's some scary stuff. And then you are on antibiotics and you're in the hospital for a while, because we don't want you getting peritonitis. So, you know, it's interesting how in your body you have thin walls separating sterile from dirty. And we call it dirty with bacteria. Dirty, then you have clean, or clean contaminated, then you have clean, then you have sterile. And the bowels are dirty. You don't want poop floating around. All right, so I hope Delta gets this whole, you know, needle thing squared away, because that's some dangerous stuff. All right, for those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a bunch of medical headlines we're going to get through, get you guys up to date. Call in anytime, 1-877-362-3254.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think I need to read this to you guys. This is kind of interesting, especially since I've worked in fast food and waited tables. Apparently, read it, okay? R-E-D-D-I-T, you've seen this. Asked fast food employees as a survey for, quote, the one menu option at your employment that you would recommend people never eat. Now, within 24 hours, I guess the conversation generated, this happened online, more than 6,000 comments, you know, revealing practices, you know, of what happens at McDonald's, Wendy's, Subway. But I want to read these things to you because it really makes you, you know, take a double take before you run to fast food. All right. They say one former McDonald's employee warned against a chicken nugget, saying, I accidentally left a whole bag of about 100 chicken nuggets out on the counter for way too long. They melted into a pool of liquid. I never understood why, but they were completely indiscernible as being the nuggets I once knew. Now, again, this is anecdotal. I mean, this is a former employee saying that. I worked at Jack in the Box, so the chicken strips and everything, those were frozen. I never saw anything melt into a liquid or anything like that, but that's kind of interesting. They say, beware of the grilled chicken sandwich as a healthy option. We learned this from Eat This, Not That, right? They said the grilled chicken may not be the healthiest option. They say one McDonald's employee detailed that the amount of margarine used to keep the chicken from sticking to the grill is huge. They use 3 squirts of liquid margarine on the bottom of it to keep it juicy. Once we've put the frozen blocks of chicken, 3 more squirts of liquid margarine applied to the tops. No wonder they taste good. I love the chicken breast sandwich at McDonald's because I think it's healthy. It's a nice, juicy chicken breast, and without the mayo, you think you're doing, it's buttery. They say, meanwhile, at one Subway branch, the defrosting process used for grilled chicken involves leaving the frozen meat in hot water for hours before wringing them of liquid at the end of the day, one worker said. Huh. So that seems like they could be out too long. Again, we're getting this from Mail Online. They said keeping ice machines clean and free of mold is also very difficult. They also suggested that the condiment bottles were refilled without being cleaned. Oh, I remember hating that. As having to clean out the ketchup dispenser. You know, if I hate doing it, imagine a worker with no work ethic. Right? Leaving the mold, you know, because again, it's out in the open, so you're having bacteria on there. That's disgusting. An ex-Subway employee noted that the state of particular branches can often tell you how well that a particular place is kept. He looked out for food on the floor and the color of the tuna mix as indicators to gauge the overall cleanliness of the branch. So look at the color of the tuna mix. Honestly, you go into a place where it's, but I gotta tell you, mopping the floors is easy. When I was told to mop floors, that was kind of a piece of cake, mopping the floors. Cleaning out the dispensers, not so easy. An ex-Wendy's worker warned of the chain's chili recipe, which he alleged is made from leftover beef patties. They say the meat comes from beef patties that sat on the grill too long to serve to customers. They take them and put them in the bin, then throw them in the fridge. When the chili is made, they take it out, boil it, chop it up, and dump it in the chili. Let's see here. Let me see. Pizzas that sit under the heaters all day. Cardboard, we know that. A Five Guys employee painted the burger chain in a good light, saying nothing was frozen and most things were fresh. That's probably a manager. Yeah, I know. Whenever you see positive feedback, it's probably somebody from the job. Let me see here. Ordering a large fry is always a bad idea. The difference between a large fry and a regular fry is small. Okay, I want to look for the, mold and stuff. Any more mold? They say burgers and chicken are left to stew at hours on end while staff moan about having to make happy meals as they are time-consuming. That's right, because you got to do the fries, you got to do the toy, as opposed to just making the burger. This worker who works at McDonald's also claimed that some staff at his branch deal marijuana from the parking lot and that if somebody comes in high, they will practically give you free food. Oh, come on. I know. I love hearing horror stories. And if any of you have horror stories, please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I told you guys about, the time when I had to do the, shift work at the end. It was my turn. And I was in medical school at the time. I was waiting tables to support myself. And the part of the side work was getting the salad dressing ready for the next day and covering it up. So we had the salad dressing, and I had to put the saran wrap on it. And using these industrial-size saran wraps, they're very serrated. They're big. Well, I'm looking here and there, and I'm working, and I see some red dots in the pink salad dressing. Now, meanwhile, people at work are like, Dahlia, come on, let's go. Don't take all day. Because we were going out at 11:30 that night. And I'm going, what are these red dots? Well, I look at my hand, and my hand was bleeding. And it's because it probably hit against the serrated edge of the plastic wrap. Now, of course, I was like, okay, I got to throw this whole thing out. I got to start from scratch. Absolutely. It had blood in it. I was disgusted. I cleaned myself up, washed my hand, made sure my tetanus was up to date the next day, but, dumped out the salad dressing, got a new bin, poured it out, did it. So I probably had an extra 10, 15 minutes of work. Imagine, and I was the only one in the kitchen, imagine somebody who would have had that shift, right, shift work, wanting to leave in a hurry and not giving a damn. They could have just mixed it right in there. And when I saw how easy it is to bleed in food, and this was at a nice restaurant, this wasn't at fast food. You know, I remember telling my husband, who I was dating at the time, or I don't know if I was dating him or I was dating, I probably was dating somebody other than my husband at the time, because when I was waiting tables, I was up in Reno. So don't tell my husband. I was probably dating somebody else, not while dating him. That was before we dated. But where was I going with this? I was talking about who. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I told him I was dating. I go, you know how easy it would have been for somebody to just mix that up? You know, what are we getting in restaurants? He's like, I never like to go to restaurants. I don't trust any of it. And, you know, after what I saw working, you know, I don't like eating out. I get very nervous. I love the restaurants where, you know, the manager is back there and around, but you know, just, it can't be clean, you know? And I mean, look at when you cook food in your house, you know, the kids come, they come in muddy and dirty. You tell them to clean off. So they go to the antimicrobial dispenser. They do a couple squirts in their hand. And you're like, no. You get soap and water. And then they sneeze while you're cooking, you know, and you're like, well, I guess I better cook this for another few minutes to boil that one off. And I mean, you know, if your own family, right, has bodily fluids, you know, swinging around the kitchen when you're cooking, just imagine a busy restaurant when you're trying to get the food out on time and everybody yells at you. So it's, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all. Pretty scary stuff. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, call in, 1-877-362-3254. By the way, for those of you that have Droids or Androids, there is a Dr. Dolly app for free. Download it. You can listen to the Dr. Dolly Show anytime you want. Call, go to my website at Dr. Dolly and click on that icon. You know, going back then to the Delta sandwiches with the needles, you know, somebody sticking needles in the sandwiches, that is one sick puppy, isn't it? I mean, that's not accidental. Why would sewing needles be in the vicinity of the sandwich? I mean, I can understand toothpick parts, but needles, you know, and so, you know, what compounds the worry of you know, what you're getting in cleanliness and, you know, is people wanting to do something sick and diabolical to your food, you know, and who would think when they would bite into a sandwich, who would think that there would be something in, and of course not a sterile needle, so imagine it poking you. You know, I always tell people don't send the food back. I mean, if it's not cooked all the way and you really have to send the food back, you get the manager to bring it back. Tell the manager you like your food server. And tell your food server that you told the manager, you know, you like them. But have the manager bring the food back to the cooks, to the chefs. Because when I would take back the food, they would start screaming. They were cussing. It was in Spanish, so I could understand them. They're cussing at me, cussing at the table. And, you know, I was really scared they were going to do something to the food. And the couple times I caught them, I said, I'm not taking that out. You do it right and zip up your pants. I mean, I could tell you horror stories of what I saw. So you have the manager bring the food back to the chefs. Now, still, the manager could leave the kitchen and something could happen. But, I mean, just be careful when you eat out. Be careful. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. This just in, Planned Parenthood is suing Arizona. I guess they have planned a lawsuit today in an effort to overturn a law that blocks funding for its health clinics because the organization also performs abortions. The law signed by Governor Jan Brewer in May from what this article is saying, this article is not being very objective, is saying a national campaign against Planned Parenthood orchestrated by conservative Republican lawmakers who oppose abortions. They say in the past 2 years, 13 states have taken steps to eliminate funding for Planned Parenthood, and the organization has filed lawsuits in six of them. Planned Parenthood says abortions account for only 3% of its services, which include cancer screening and birth control. They say it is wrong for the state to tell Arizonans who they can or cannot see for their health care. The men and women of the state have a right to see the health care provider that they deem is. Oh, and it cuts off. I got to hit next. Oh, I got to wait for the computer to scroll it down. I mean, when did all this start with Planned Parenthood getting government funds? I mean, there's lots of medical clinics out there and gynecological clinics, and they lose funding and they go under, which is a real shame, that don't perform abortions. And, I've just never seen an entity so powerful having this much a political control. And, why doesn't Planned Parenthood just, separate into two different entities, one that does abortions and then one that does the, cervical screenings and the PAPs and the birth control, et cetera. Many people do not want to fund abortions. They don't. Whether it's 3%, 2%, 5%, they don't want to. And, if Planned Parenthood wants to, keep receiving dollars, for example, when I work with charities, et cetera, the charity will receive money by people who like where the money is going to. Period. If let's say it's for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society, or it's for St. Jude's, or it's for Fast for Kids, people donating money, they have a right to choose who they donate money to, and they have a right to choose to pick a charity where they are very comfortable where the funds are going. I think people have a right to ask these charities where the funds are going to and what they're being used for. And I think when we're talking about taxpaying dollars, that goes to the next step. That takes it to the next step. Now, if Planned Parenthood is the only gynecological clinic out there, yes, that's going to pose a problem. But if there are other clinics performing gynecological services that perform the screenings, et cetera, and don't perform abortions, and they qualify for federal aid, I think that's fair. Anyway, the group whose legal team for the case includes the American Civil Liberties Union filed the suit in the U.S. District Court in Arizona, according to Planned Parenthood. They say Governor Brewer is confident in the constitutionality of this law and confident it will be upheld by court. Now, Planned Parenthood has won injunctions in five states, Indiana, Kansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas, arguing that it is being punished for providing constitutionally protected services and that women's access to preventative health care is being blocked. The lawsuit challenging the Arizona law is the latest, they say, between conservative Republicans and Planned Parenthood across the country. I mean, here's my thing, okay? We only have X amount of dollars. All right, whether you're pro-choice, pro-life, this to me is a separate subject. All right, we only have X amount of dollars for children's care, adult care, men's health, women's health, et cetera. And if we're in a healthcare crisis, okay, and we are having, there's women out there that can't get mammograms, there's women out there that can't get pap smears, there's women out there that, these are life-saving conditions. I think at some point, somebody could say, look, our taxpaying dollars, will go to these life-saving conditions, but something that is a little bit more elective, of course, except in cases of rape and incest, et cetera. Whatever we have left over could go to that. But I'm just very frustrated with Planned Parenthood and with them losing funding, how vicious they get. Like when Coleman for the Cure said, look, we're going to reorganize where we're going to put our dollars. And when they decided not to get Planned Parenthood got Congress involved. They got mean. You do not pull out of funding with Planned Parenthood. They get ugly. They will sue. They will slam you in the media. They get ugly. And I thought the whole purpose was to take care of people. All right? And if 97% of what they do really helps women with the pap smears and the birth control, et cetera, and if they really want to help people, you would think they would say, okay, look, in this political climate right now, we just want to get women what they need. And since, abortions are such a small amount, we'll get private donations for that, and we'll use the federal funds for the life-saving procedures. Yeah, I understand we're in a huge crisis. We really care about our women. And if receiving federal funds will help 97% of our clients, then we'll do what it takes and we'll do private funding for the abortions. This way everybody's happy. Why can't they do that? Why not? No. They want all or nothing. It's so political and hypocritical. You either want to take care of women's health or you don't. And I think states have a right to say we're going to, you know, we're going to fund X, Y, and Z. I think they have a right. And if the X, Y, and Z includes breast cancer, prostate cancer, children's health, et cetera, and they only have X amount of dollars, why doesn't the state have that right to strategize where they put those dollars? Why is it discrimination? Why is it unconstitutional? Forcing, you know, I don't get that. So we'll see where this battle goes. But all I know is if somebody is, you know, if an organization really cares about women's health and they see that they may lose certain state or federal funding because of an aspect, unless the federal funding they get, I mean, are they getting federal funding for the abortions and that's more, so they don't want to separate that? I don't know. But all I know is if they really, really care about the women they're taking care of and abortions are only that, you know, small 3%, you'd think they'd get enough donations with the donations they raised to cover that so they could appease the states and the feds with, all right, we'll just deal with, preventative care and women's health. I don't know. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, did you guys hear about the scary game? A 62-year-old died from this game called Knock 'Em Out. You guys hear about that? Apparently, three Chicago teens found an elderly gentleman, 62, I want to say elderly, but found a gentleman, they say 62 years old, found him, and with one punch, you basically, I guess, find a person who's older, and you do a sucker punch him, and they also mugged him. You know, they asked him how much money he had. When he didn't answer, they punched him. He fell back, cracked his head against the pavement, caused a bleed. The next day, he died. Three teens, of course, videotaped it. I think they put it on Facebook, bragging about it. And I guess now they have been arrested on first-degree murder charges, which they should. Now, the 62-year-old Delfino Mora, father of 12, was collecting cans in an alley. Was struck hard, fell, died the next day. And we're talking about three teenagers who did this. But this is a game that is starting to reach pretty popular, pretty high numbers in Chicago and other Midwest cities called Knock 'Em Out. And, of course, on video, they're laughing. Three hours passed besides Mora, until Mora was found by a passerby. So, I mean, this is just frightening stuff that we got stupid teenagers doing this kind of thing. I don't know. The stupidity in this world. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Big thanks to Kyle, Charles, Scott, and George working on the show tonight. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Those of you that have an Android phone, there is a Dr. Dahlia app for free. Download it. You can go to my website. You'll find the app. There's me with my picture. And I'm like, hi, that's me. Click on it. And then you could download the Dr. Dahlia app for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. I know. You must be really bored if you have to. But it's great. Look, we keep you informed. All right. Okay, so got a lot of stories we need to hit before the end of this program. They think soy milk may be worse for your teeth than cow milk. They think bacteria that are commonly found in the mouth produce 5 to 6 times more acid when they feed on soy milk compared to cow milk. And acids in the mouth contribute to the formation of plaque on your teeth, which then later cause tooth decay and form cavities. They say soy beverages have a higher potential to cause cavities compared with cow's milk. Now, the study was conducted in laboratory dishes, And so when they poured the milk, it probably spilled over. No. And so more work, they said, is needed before researchers know whether soy milk actually damages teeth. But right now they think there could be more of a link. The milks were each mixed with bacteria called Streptococcus mutans, which are found in the human mouth and commonly associated with cavities. They found that the soy beverages, after the addition of the bacteria, became more acidic within 10 minutes. In contrast, the acidity of the cow's milk was not changed significantly after the bacteria were added. Researchers did not include saliva in their experiments. Oh, that would have been fun. Which would produce an effect to counteract the high production of soy milk. Oh, that's where I get nauseous. Okay, are we done? Soy milk may be worse for your teeth than regular milk. Let's move on. In news today, we were talking about dental fillings linked to slight behavior problems. They think some of these tooth-colored fillings, these composites, have been linked to weird social behavior or worse social behavior like anxiety, depression, mouthing off, because of the chemical bis-GMA, which BPA is used to create. So they think it could be a BPA-related issue with these the composites in these kids' teeth, where 5 years later, after getting their cavities filled, they start to exhibit these behavior problems. But realize, 5 years later would probably be their teenage years when they act weird anyway. So I don't know how anybody noticed. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We said goodbye today to the queen of country music, Kitty Wells. Kitty Wells died at age 92. I don't have any details on what happened, but she was probably one of the first major women in country music to make it big. Died Monday at her Tennessee home. All right, let's see here. George Zimmerman has been accused now of molesting a woman when he was 8 years old and she was six. She, I believe, was a family friend. Let me see. Or was it a cousin? I'm sorry. I need to. Yeah, she's a relative of Zimmerman and recounts incidents. George Zimmerman was arrested for the shooting of Trayvon Martin. That happened a few months ago. She had come forward a month later saying that he had molested her and coerced her into certain acts. And she has come forward. She is being known now as witness number 9, even though she is not a witness of the murder. Of course, Zimmerman's attorney, Mark O'Mara, does not want the interview released because he says it's not relevant to the shooter, Trayvon Martin, and it'll serve to reignite and potentially enhance the widespread public hostility of George Zimmerman. That is going to be a very interesting case since most people tried him already before he had his trial. It'll be interesting to see what kind of a jury they find and what they come up with. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Three men have come forward to say they were sexually abused by Jerry Sandusky back in the 70s and 80s. Jerry Sandusky, of course, was just convicted to abusing 10 boys over a 15-year period beginning in 1994. Right? Penn State, of course, has been investigated thereafter. But now we have three men claiming this occurred back in the 70s and 80s. I don't know much about the statute of limitations, if this could even be tried. Sandusky, already 68 years old, faces as much as 373 years in prison. So we'll see where that goes. But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm not surprised. You know, people don't just pick a random year to start. Many times there'll be cases back in teenage years, preteen, even children, at that level, at age, in terms of pedophilia type of activity or molesting type of activity. So it wouldn't surprise me. It's a shame. I'm not sure what they would be able to do at that point, especially if it's back from the 1970s. Okay, whew, what else do we have here? I got to say, a lot of news. The drought has been concerning a lot of us. Apparently, the climate agency has reported today in CNN that the U.S. drought is the biggest it's been since 1956, and they think it's going to get worse. Right now, the National Climatic Data Center reported that this is the largest drought since the 1950s. They say 55% of the country was in at least moderate to short-term drought in June for the first time since December 1956, when 58% of the country was in moderate to extreme drought. They, of course, blamed the hot, dry weather in June, which ranked as the third driest month nationally in at least 118 years. They say this obviously made the problem worse. They're already in Illinois. They are asking for Congress to expedite the passage of the Farm Bill so farmers can apply for federal relief funds. Already 26 counties, from what I understand, in Illinois, have already been designated as disaster areas. From what we understand, in Arkansas, ranchers are trying to haul water in for cattle because ponds have dried out and wells cannot keep up with the demands. 83-year-old retired farmer Don Hudson says this is the worst he's ever seen it. They say we still are not at Dust Bowl levels yet, but it's getting there. In all, 71% of the country was classified as abnormally dry or worse as of June. They say this is double than 1 year ago. Worst hit areas of, are southern to central Rockies, central plain states, and the Ohio Valley. The high dry weather is also taking its toll. Now, from what I understand, I think soy crops and corn, they believe we may start to see increases in prices of crops because of the loss. They say in Arkansas, where conditions are the driest since they've been since 1925. Wow. They say it's bad. The week of July 4th, we had 17,000 head of cattle sold. That may be a record. Apparently, ranchers have been selling off cattle to avoid having to feed and water them. Water levels are also dropping in the Mississippi River south of New Orleans. Salt water is working its way upriver. That could also threaten some water supplies. They say there's no current threat to water supplies, but officials are prepared to start building an underwater barrier to block the denser salt water from moving further upstream. I gotta tell you, I mean, this is just, it's horrible. I mean, I live in southern Nevada, so it's drought, you know, 24/7. We got a little bit of rain yesterday. We were supposed to get rain all week. Didn't happen. But, I mean, we're just dry. And when you fly over the southern United States, the desert, and you see the Grand Canyon, you know, and you see, you know, the Colorado as it dries, it's surprising how narrow the Colorado is at some parts. And you could see the recession of it. But that's been going on for years. I mean, now we have the Midwest. We have the upper Midwest, you know, moving towards the west and the east, undergoing one of the biggest droughts most of us have ever seen in our lifetime. It's pretty scary stuff. So let's, you know, pray for some rain, people. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Got a lot more medical stories and news to talk about. But please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. Go to my website and download the Droid app if you have an Android phone. And I'll be with you tomorrow. You all be safe. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.